Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, July 30th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff here. In part two at 4:30, we're going to talk to Rich and Craig about St. Philip's Rudolph's 103rd Church picnic going on. Looking forward to that. Really been looking forward to this. We have our good friends, Stephen and Katrina Hittner from Family Natural Foods. And good afternoon, you two.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for being here, guys. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, of course.
I love getting to hang out with you all. And I do want to remind everybody, we may touch on this. Go to Family Natural Foods social media accounts. Their Instagram is such a great follow, and their Facebook page is a great way to keep up on things like you guys just posted your July sales coming up and some of that. So I cannot encourage you enough to like and subscribe to their pages. Support those that support us. Buy local, support local. We're going to kick off with kind of finding out what's happening at the shop a little bit here, right?
Well, I'm just going to say, if people haven't been to St. Philip's and Rudolph for their pancake breakfast, that's worth the trip. Mm-hmm. They have some of the best potato pancakes in the area.
I've heard this for years. You are not alone in this.
Yeah, and I think you just basically have to go to rural churches if you want the best potato pancakes, because the recipes have been handed down for, 130 years or whatever.
You are so right about this.
You know, those are some good treasures just to find those. I don't make them at home too much. You got to have a lot of oil and, you know, logistics of potato pancakes, but... And they also usually have homemade applesauce.
They usually have the homemade stuff. Like, that's amazing.
There's nothing like that.
103 years?
It's incredible.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
incredible.
That's a lot of potato pancakes.
I measure years of potato pancakes. You guys have been around almost as long as that.
Close. We're working on our 78th, which is exciting. Yeah. Actually, one of the points I wanted to make on what's happening is that we have a couple save the dates. So I'm going to go through those, and then we'll talk about a 78th celebration. But our first event that we're going to have coming up is, mark your calendar for September 24th. It's at 5:15, and it's on digestive health. And we've had Dr. Tracy come before. This will be her third time coming, and it's great. We'll talk more as it gets closer, but it's such a great way to learn more about our system, how we're all unique, but yet a lot of us have digestive issues, whether it's heartburn to constipation, diarrhea, or just like, I don't know, my stomach just doesn't feel right. What is it?
Too many potato pancakes.
Is
that a thing?
I don't know.
Well, it only happens twice a year usually, so it's all right.
Yeah.
Us as a team here and just as a station, we've talked a lot about how we're being able to diagnose things more and more in society. We're having better tests to be able to do this and better understanding of the human brain and the body and so much of this. And I think all the time about like our parents and our parents' parents and the things they may have been dealing with that they didn't even know. Yeah. And it's been brought up to me a number of times that there's other things like that going on for even our age generations and everything when it comes to being lactose intolerant or something and not even knowing that you are. You may not have it that heavy, but you have dairy and your digestive system knows when you have dairy, some of those things. So to your point, Katrina, there might be things going on with your body you don't even understand necessarily that it could be really, really helpful and insightful for you to learn and find out.
Yeah.
We can all optimize digestion. I think that's the number one thing that we should realize. Yes. That's really true of all things in health and life in general. You know, we can optimize our friendships. We can optimize our spiritual health. But digestive health is at the core of everything you do. Yeah. So this is just a save the date reminder, actually. We could talk a whole 30 minutes on this one.
Yeah.
Make sure you tune in the future.
Yeah, but, September 24th at 5:15, digestive health presentation. And then we've got a save the date for our customer appreciation day sales.
Always fun.
It's going to be October 4th and 5th. That's the first Friday and Saturday of October. And that's a really great time to just say thank you to all of you. And with that thank you, we like to honor 20% off of supplements and cosmetics.
Yeah, sort of our biggest, like, widest sales of the year. And it's always this fun. Like, there's free samples typically. There'll be different, you know, people there to tell you, like talk to you about stuff.
Specific people can explain things better or more specialized in it. But like Steven said, there'll be samples. We're sketching out that
list. A lot of door prizes.
Right now. Yeah, door prizes. Yeah, we usually get like 100. It's wild.
So many. Everybody wins. People come in and they, like, not everybody, but a lot of people win. It's like, usually there's like one or two prizes when you go to a thing, maybe five or six. There's so many here that people come in, they're like, I never win anything. Yeah. I win. And I was like, great.
It's a great time to win.
I'm happy. Like, that's sort of the goal, is like, we want people to, like, sign up for door prizes and win them. You know, like that's part of the reason he came.
It feels good. It feels good to see people win, to hand things out, all that. And it's one of our favorite things that you guys do.
It becomes a real community event.
Yeah.
It's really fun. We love doing it and, you know, honoring our the legacies above us too and such too. But
what's your third event?
The third one is Essential Oil Presentation. It's going to be October 29th at 5:15. That's a Tuesday. We're having Liza back from Pranarome, and she is a fantastic educator. She spent a good amount of time with us, and we learned like deep information, and then people had a great time to ask questions. And her presentation, she brought so many free goodies for people. It was wild. Like,
yeah, it was like Christmas.
It was. It was like Christmas. We're like, oh, people got like these really cool holders for essential oils.
They left with probably like $10-$20 worth of free gifts.
Yes.
I was like,
it was amazing.
Yeah, it was really nice, and everybody enjoyed it.
Her knowledge is great, and she's traveling from Minnesota. It's a great essential oil company, so you can learn more details, and we'll share more. And then regarding wellness presentations.
I was just going to say, with Pranarome, like, I think there's oftentimes we're kind of like, oh, I could just watch this on YouTube or whatever, which you can learn a lot on YouTube. I mean, I've probably fixed things I shouldn't fix with YouTube.
You and me both.
Yeah, certainly me. But Pranarome, with their essential oils, being able to, like, feel them, touch them, smell them, pass them around. Mm-hmm. She can instruct us on how to do this, you know, in the class. There, you know, you can't do that on a website. So, like, we try to find these talks more and more that are really interactive. And I think all of them are in many elements, but hardly anything epitomizes it like the Pranarome one does.
Yeah, so. It's like come in for the experience. Like, I've gone to a handful of these presentations with her, and each time I'm like, oh, I forgot I should apply it this way
or this
new essential oil and how it can work in a different way than how I was using it. Like, it's fantastic. So that's definitely mark your calendar for October 29th at 5:15. We are putting together a really good fall presentation schedule. We're going to probably do another one after this in November. And we already have a list of ideas for the new year that we're really pumped about.
Wow, a lot of good ideas.
Mm-hmm. You guys have mentioned a while ago that you were looking to do more of these. It sounds like that is in the works.
You know, we've always, well, I would say Family Natural Foods is always honored or always loved knowledge as power and educating people. Like, our grandfather loved to educate people. Our dad to this day is still educating people and about really putting the power in the people and giving them the knowledge to choose. And that's very much the same with Stephen and I, whether it's we're bringing a presenter in like some of these or we are doing it or our staff is doing it. We love coming together and community engagement and bringing more knowledge. And so I think we did presentations really well before the pandemic. And then we all took that pause on our life for a lot of things.
Yeah.
And now we're just getting those wheels turning, and it feels exciting to have a really like a crowd of people that continue to come to every one, and then they bring their friends, and it becomes more and more. And just bringing new topics that maybe we haven't talked about, but people want to hear more about. So it's been fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's been fun.
Yeah.
And it's part of why, not only why we appreciate and we support Family Natural Foods, being blunt, want to keep your lights on. It's not just the great products and the great things that you offer the community, the supporting of local communities and local states and business or city businesses and stuff in this state and everything, but it's the knowledge that you touch on there, Katrina, that you share as well. And even before any of us knew each other, your parents and such doing that, it speaks to that. And very thankful for having that in our community.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're not the only ones, not just humans. Mm-hmm. Humans are not the only ones that are appreciative of Family Natural Foods.
Yes, we do have pet health too. We have some awesome pet products. I'm going to get to, but I want to make two little points before we do that, right? Because we'll get pet focused here.
I don't know. That was a really good setup, Katrina.
It was such a good setup. But
go
I was
ahead.
Like,
she's
I
got more in her. She'll come around.
Please, go ahead.
We'll think of something silly. So I wanted to mention like the warm season that we're in right now, right? The hot, we're all feeling a little bit depleted from just the go, go, go of summer. But there's some fun things to try. Like, we're going to have you do a little tastiness in kombucha. And we do this occasionally we like to have James try kombucha. And what's fun, right? We were talking about experiential presentations and really You know, we like to do that with kombucha. It's on tap, so you can come taste. There's four different flavors. You can taste which flavor you like before you buy it, which is a great risk-free way of knowing.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
When you fill it up, you already know you like it. You buy a drink that looks like a cool can or something in the grocery store, and you don't know if you like it or not.
Yeah, you're never sure.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So we have, this is a cherry jasmine rose.
Got some carbonation.
It's got a little carbonation.
Hear the pop.
But this is made in Spencer, Wisconsin, so it's a local one. We have other kombuchas too, but this is one that's on tap. So there's four different kinds. I chose the cherry one. And
that is a unique cherry flavor. Mm-hmm. That is... I've always been more of a strawberry than cherry guy.
Mm-hmm. Same.
I haven't had that kind of cherry before.
Okay.
That just tastes so organic. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know if that's a corny word to use with this, but that I don't know how else to put it. Like I've had plenty of cherries in my life.
Sure. It doesn't taste like a fake cherry. It's like very real. Like it's pressed cherries.
It makes me realize how much I've been used to the fake cherry taste,
right?
And how much I really like this. I may actually be more of a cherry person than I realize.
See,
so
look
that's
at that.
Really good.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
finish
over
this.
Strawberry. Here
you guys didn't
cherry.
Want any, right? I
can
finish.
You can have that, my friend.
You can have it. You can come you in can later and get some more if you want. Too, James. Just try them all.
But this is just
that's what I always tell people. People come in, they're like, "What is that stuff?" Yeah. And I'm like, "Well, why don't you try it?" And then while you're trying it, we can talk about it. And kind of the magic of kombucha is it has a lot of health benefits. It's it has probiotics in it, so it's good for your gut health. And what's sort of even better bonus about that is since it's a carbonated beverage, it's a cold beverage. A lot of people will. That you know have been drinking soda pop for years, all the sugar and soda pop, all that kind of stuff. They try kombucha and they're like, this is curing me of my soda pop habits, you know. And so we've had a lot of people come in and
switched
and
over.
Still continue to buy it and say like, I don't drink you know 10 cans of Mountain Dew, you know, I don't know, a day, a week, or whatever it is that they were doing. You know, they're like, I'm drinking this kombucha
and it's helping me with my gut. And I've like had this issue that this doesn't feel good. And so more fermented foods is a really good thing. And this is one option for that.
It's a great fermented food that you can just get a little bit of, like, you know, goodness each day. And so we always love that. And, you know, just the summertime, it's nice to have like a nice cool drink.
Mm-hmm.
Try something different.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have a lot of other cool, you know, like, literally cool and cool drink. You literally and figuratively
yes,
cool drinks.
Cool
yeah,
drinks.
I think both work.
Yeah. We got a lot of cool drinks.
Yes,
cool things foods. Going on.
And you know, and something for everybody if you want to try stuff. But
I like this reminder too right now of we've talked von Fossen oils and vinegars. Mm-hmm. People probably know the word now. We've talked it, but it's such a great summertime thing. You're having a picnic. You're going to. You can drizzle some really good mango balsamic on top of your watermelon. Or we all
salads.
Are eating more from the farmer's market or our own gardens. So you can drizzle your salads. And we've had people that drizzle like their meat with, you know, like maybe date balsamic or something. So it's a really good time to get in a good rhythm of getting more like oils and vinegars in your life. And they're so tasty. It makes like my kids eat greens, but they eat greens. Like they'll be like, can I get some more greens for my dressing? And they'll use the oils and vinegars and they love them.
They clean the plate with it. Yeah.
They clean the plate. And I'm like, you can eat as many greens as you want right now. That is okay with me.
The thing with the balsamic vinegars too, especially some of like the more fruity ones, like the mango one you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
you can use those like a shrub. You know, like people who are familiar with the idea of shrubs are basically like drinking vinegars.
Mm-hmm.
Usually they have a little extra sugar added to them. So, you know, if you find that you're using the von Fossen vinegars and they're not sweet enough, you can always add some kind of sweetener. But usually I don't even feel like I need to. Like the really fruity ones are like already have like a nice sweetness and then mm-hmm. they have that kind of tartness. You could add it just to some carbonated water. You get pretty close to kombucha and probably similar health benefits because mm-hmm. as we know, vinegar is very healthy for you.
Yeah. So it's a great like summertime just as we're in the thick of summertime and you know it's also a season of feeling, you know, somewhat depleted. It's another reminder. Mm-hmm. Steve and I are here for your mm-hmm. summerly reminders of get more electrolytes in your bodies,
drink
everybody.
Water, get electrolytes and try to avoid all the Gatorade stuff that's just sugar, food coloring and expensive.
Yeah, fructose corn syrup. Yeah,
you mentioned that with soda, Stephen, and I think so many of us are in since we were kids we've been doing this. Since mm-hmm. we were kids we've been drinking this and we're just in a routine of it. The routines can be broken and you can rewire these things. things. Yeah. And not just for you, but your family, you know, and your loved ones, your people under your roof and everything. The more you kind of get introduced these things, the more your kids or others or your significant other or whoever may be more inclined to drink them more often and get away from some of these other more things that just aren't helping your body. I mean, they lie to your body. They tell you they're giving you energy. They tell you that you're going to be awake for the next 6 hours or whatever, but no, spoiler alert. Yeah, you're going to crash and you're going to feel that, and you're just going to need more of their product, which is the whole design of that. Mm-hmm. These products are meant to benefit the body. They're meant to help the body. And that's a big key difference with these things and the products that you find at Family Natural Foods.
Yeah, there's some, we kind of talked about it in the past talk, but like looking at adrenal health, when you get that really rundown feeling and you're relying on caffeine, you're like addicted to it just to like move, you probably have adrenal fatigue, and that's really going to like, we have some great products for adrenal health, and that's going to really like get you back on your feet and get you away from sugary caffeinated beverages.
Mm-hmm.
Then another one, I guess, sort of in the summer theme, Katrina and I went on a family paddle this weekend, and we got a little ambitious. Somehow we ended up going down the river for, over 20 miles, 25 miles,
nice.
I think it was, in a canoe. And good time. It's a family tradition now. We do it every year, I think for 10 years or more now.
Yep.
Trying to do the whole Wisconsin River. But one of the challenges you have going out in the middle of the day is the sun, getting sunburnt. So you can do a lot to, you know, wear a hat, sunglasses, you know, longer shirts, which I was, you know, sunscreen, of course. I was doing a lot of those things. And then also, you know, your muscles are going to get a little sore if you're paddling 26 miles or doing much of anything lately. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So there's
getting up in the morning.
Getting up in the morning. And actually, you know, going to bed at night. So here's a product. I'm just going to give you the brief preview. Katrina will get into the details because she's been reading about this. But I took this before the river trip for two reasons, for the sun and for the muscles. And I think I came up pretty good on both of those after being on the water for 8 hours. So Muscle Relax is the name of the product from Terry Naturally, money back guarantee from Terry, our favorite Wisconsin company here. So it says Muscle Relax features calcium lactate, which replenishes calcium lost from soft tissues due to occasional exhaustion, stress, and excessive sun exposure. So it helps relieve occasional muscle cramps, helps leg and foot legs and feet rest and relax at night, so like restless leg, calms the nervous system and supports healthy nerve signaling, and supports healthy respiratory and lung function. So from my own experience, I took one in the morning before we went paddling. I took one when we got home. I mean, I did put on sunscreen, but I didn't get any sunburn. Also, like, I was a little sore by the end of the day and a little bit yesterday, but I was like, man, this isn't bad. Like, I'm not, you know.
It's not 20... like you've been paddling for a while.
I haven't been I haven't done any canoeing this whole summer, and I did 20 some miles in
one
day.
You did a marathon.
And, you know, there's like headwinds, all this kind of stuff. So I was like, I think this stuff's working for me.
I think what's also cool about this product is that kids can use it, 4 and up. And so it talks about how it's beneficial for, you know, when kids will say like, oh, my legs hurt, they have growing pains, and it can be used for that, as well as kids are out in the sun playing left and right, you know, they're playing outside. So a great way to add it into their daily routine. And I would just open a capsule for a 4-year-old. I wouldn't be
sure.
I don't think my 4-year-old could actually swallow
that. Right. Yeah.
But I think that's great that it's for kids as well as adults. Like the whole family can use it.
What was the percentage that said it helped with muscle cramps? Because I thought that was pretty
amazing.
It
was like 48%. It helped overall lowering severity of muscle cramps by like 48%, which was significant.
Yeah.
And then it also talks about how it's like oxygenizing the cells, and it's helping with like feeling less exhausted and being able to be more like increased your workload muscle wise by 17% too, just because it's oxygenizing your cells more.
Oh, that's how I could paddle all day.
Exactly. See? So it's cool. It's just a really great product. Did you mention how it's like viral health?
I was thinking of that, but I was like, maybe we'll come back with this one in the fall and
we'll come back with every season. This is the product.
This is like this is what I was telling Katrina today. I was like, this is just something you kind of want to have on your shelf.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Whole family.
I don't use it every day myself even, but like if I'm going to be out in the sun, if I'm going to be doing yard work, if I have sore muscles, I want to be able to reach for this. And it's actually, we didn't even bring this up, but it's a relatively reasonable product for all the things that kind of helps with. It's just a nice one to have around. And there's this cold and flu side of it, too, that we'll get into. This is a teaser. We'll get into it later. But if you want to stop through, we can tell you about it today.
Yeah, we got some great literature piece because Terry's so good at, you know, giving you education. More knowledge and education. So definitely worth one to have on your shelf for your whole family.
It really feels like, because so many people are quick to go to aspirins. You know, I have aches and pains, I grab aspirin. That's just what we do in society and everything. This feels like a getting ahead of that a little bit.
Preventative versus in the moment.
While also actually benefiting the body, where aspirins don't really help your body. They kind of they make you not think of the pain. They make you not some of that and everything, but it's not necessarily healing you. This is something that is more along those lines, which sounds a lot better to me. I don't like aspirins. I don't like taking pills at all or anything.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with supplements. It's a different way it registers in my brain when I'm taking this or that. I'm taking fish oil is very different to me than taking aspirin. I like one more than the other much more. This seems much more of a way of like reaching people like me, especially that are you know, really hesitant to take aspirins of any kind or anything like that. But that seems like it really helped me a lot, and I could use that literally every day of my life.
Yes, we all could. We all need more of it.
I think it's a great example, and this has, you know, things in it that replenish things that are taken out of your body with exercise, with sun, with exhaustion. So if we can just replenish those things, in this case, like, you know, after I was paddling the 8 hours on the river for the first time this summer, I just replenished those nutrients. I didn't have enough pain where I didn't have hardly any pain, but I definitely didn't think of even taking an aspirin. I was like, I'm fine. So I think that's a good reflection. Let's find those things that replenish what our body needs instead of adding, you know, synthetic drugs to solve
or just covering things up, like we were talking about with caffeine and a lot of those things where it kind of tricks your body into thinking, hey, well, you've got energy. No, you don't really have energy. You have a kind of like a time sensitive capsule in you that is letting you feel like you have energy almost. Whereas these products, again, like you said, Stephen, refurbish and add to the body. It's a big difference in that. And I think somewhere our society a long time ago started going more and more that direction of we're looking for that. We don't want something that kind of tricks us. We want something that actually heals us. It helps us. It's a really interesting product. That's really cool.
Restless leg, too. You know, worth a shot for that, too, if that's something. A lot of people have issues with that.
Great conversation, as always, you two. Love talking with you guys. Love learning with you guys. We cover everything? We good?
We'll get to pet health next time.
Okay. All right. We will.
We always pack it full, James.
I love that about talking with you guys. And I'm looking forward to talking about pet health. I'll bring Sam in for that
one. Perfect.
I'll let him do that interview. Great. He's been looking for an opportunity. I love that you guys put up with me and you appreciate everything you put into our community. Find out more about Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Give them a call, 715-423-3120, 423-3120. And be on the lookout for those July sales. You can find out more about that by going to their Facebook page or their Instagram. Like both of those and keep up to date on what they're doing. Buy local, support those that support this community. Thank you both very much for the time. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more Midday Magazine coming up right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.